Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I got some really bad news last night from former Congressman Bob Barr's office that runs a major watchdog organization investigating government abuse and tyranny. And they filed Freedom of Information Act requests dealing with this on the reports that came out last week that the Department of Homeland Security and its subsidiary of minimum wage goons aren't just putting Congress people and Hollywood folks that they don't like on no-fly list. That's come out for years as part of political persecution. But that they have been basically listing people in the media, reportedly, who have been critical of DHS sticking their hands down people's pants, fondling one-year-old children, fondling women's breasts, ripping piercings out of people's breasts and genitals. The list goes on and on, but that they're actually putting you on a domestic extremist list so they can then surveil you and spy on you. So they're committing the crimes with Chertoff and Alphonse D'Amato and the rest of them of being government officials previously and then ordering, clearly former Homeland Security head Chertoff is guilty of this, and then lobbying and ordering the naked body scanners and then becoming the heads of those companies to make millions of dollars individually, billions total in the aggregate of the thousands and thousands of more machines are indeed ordered, as they've already ordered them, but if they're completed and delivered, if these contracts aren't canceled. So billions of dollars is at stake here. You better believe this out-of-control goon government will use its secret police and its frontline grope-down police to intimidate and not just enforce submission at airports, but on trains, buses, highways, malls. They've announced that they will now be our new federal minders, and they're training them to violate us in the airports, but now to roll them out on the streets. But you heard me right. This is the headline up at prisonplanet.com. Just went up there minutes ago. It is huge news. Watchdog probes DHS spying on Drudge over TSA revolt. FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, request investigates whether critics of TSA are being listed as domestic terrorists. And in the Bob Barr Liberty Guard organization filing, we have the link to the PDF directly on their site. Directly on the site, we have a link. What does it list there as their main search terms? Domestic extremist, Matt Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, Alex Jones, and PrisonPlanet.com. See, DHS knows who started all this over a month ago. This radio show, I was already ranting about it because of the new enhanced down-your-pants write-downs. Then Michelle, who works here, had just flown back with her family from a visit to Colorado, her 20-month-old baby daughter, a little cupcake, and her 8-year-old, who I've known for years. She's worked here 5 years. I knew the 8-year-old, but she was a toddler, basically. And they tried to have men grab them. She said no, so women grabbed their genitals. A man did fondle Michelle, and Drudge picked up the video, and it started a catalyst, and then he ran with our stories every day for about a week or two until the media picked up, and the frenzy began. So, reportedly, they have list of people and media. The Forbes magazine writer said, abolish the TSA. You better believe he's on the list. They've had Wall Street Journal articles about government in your pants, Chicago Tribune. I mean, I guess just everybody gets on a list in the land of the free, home of the brave, because we the people, even though the polls show over 60 to 90%, depending on which poll, are against this, doesn't matter. In America, you sit down and shut up while obese people in little uniforms stick their hands down your pants and radiate you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We first started reporting on it last Wednesday on National Opt-Out Day, that the system didn't want to give the American people, who in the vast majority of polls are completely against the TSA radiation scanners and the hands down the pants. They didn't want to give us a chance to stand up and win and have a victory. So they ran a hoax on record now, days after we reported on it, and Gizmodo reported on it, Drudge reported on it, all on that Wednesday. We all basically simultaneously broke it at the same time from our listeners taking photos and reporting to us that at major international airports, JFK, LaGuardia, Denver, Dallas, where they have the scanners in place, they stood down. They turned them all off and didn't even do pat-downs. They went back to the old wands, if they even did that. It was just people racing through. And now that has been confirmed by the Associated Press and many other publications that indeed they did stand down nationwide in the airports that have put them in. Now, this is a big deal. This is a serious criminal act. If you believe Homeland Security and their subsidiary TSA that they've got to stick their hands down grandma's pants, they've got to radiate your two-year-old, They've got to lift your dress up and take your blouse off in front of people. You've got to take your colostomy bag out, and they'll just rip it right out of you. That's on record. Or your urology bag. This is on record. Mainstream news. Meanwhile, TSA on record hiring child molesters, stalkers, rapists. That's all come out, and they say that doesn't bar them. Well, Stalin emptied out the prisons of hardened criminals to be his secret police. They were the ones that would stand behind the military with guns and make them go fight. Stalin was a bank-robbing criminal ex-con. So, of course, they're filled with ex-cons and little petty power trip people. And this is going to be the new federal police force for America. As long as you weigh 400 pounds and hate freedom, you get the job. And I'm not bashing folks that are overweight. I'm a bit overweight myself. Been way overweight before. It's bizarre that it seems to be a job prerequisite to look like Baron Harkonnen or Jabba the Hutt to get one of these jobs. I think they're discriminating against people that are underweight or normal weight. But side issue here. Side issue. They need to be criminally investigated. But how does the government investigate itself? They always claim national security. Well, you have state grand juries, federal grand juries, go after them. Congressional hearings. We need them now. We need to start calling Congress and the new Congress coming up and demanding. I'm going to call Rand Paul. I'm going to call Ron Paul. I know he already wants hearings, Dr. Paul. I know that he's already introducing a bill to point out that they have to follow the law and that groping and radiating people is illegal. But we need hearings, and we need to cut the funding of this agency. We need airports to throw them out, which they're already doing, because there's no law. They're just having the airports invite the vampires in. We need to demand that if they want to put a obese army of control freaks somewhere, stick them on the southern border. Let them actually deal with the Mexican military and a real threat and the drug cartels and the coyotes and all the crime pouring across and the 28,000 murders in the last 2 years. That's a higher death rate per year than the height of the Vietnam War. Let them deal with that. But DHS on record now, and this is confirmed. We've got all the mainstream news articles posted. TSA turns off naked body scanners to avoid opt-out day protest. And we have links in this article by Paul Joseph Watson. This is from the 25th last week to all the mainstream news articles confirming it. But Rob Doob and Aaron Dykes, I sent them to interview somebody in the Dakotas. They were flying back to be with their families through Denver on opt-out day, where Michelle, a month ago, one of my employees, had herself by a man, grab her genitals there at Denver, her 20-month-old daughter and her 8-year-old daughter. But she demanded a woman do it to them because they said, we're going to do it. She said, well, a man's not going to grab them. Think about this. She was at the same airport a month ago that kicked off, it was the straw that broke the camel's back on this whole TSA revolt that even the New York Times admits is the biggest story of the year so far. Supernova, big, important, the people rebelling. And my guys last Wednesday flew back to Austin from Denver. All of the scanners were shut down. No pat downs. They weren't even hardly wanding anybody. A few people they did. It was like going back, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Racing through the lines. No lines. Now, if the terror threat is so big at the airports, it is a serious crime that they're saying they got to stick their hands down grandma's pants, got to put you in a radiation bather. Because Al-Qaeda is going to hit, and there's zero tolerance, and everybody's got to go through it, being trained to be slaves. And then, so that we don't have a chance to stand up and say no and show the power of the American people, they don't want to give us a victory, like George Washington at Trenton, that first victory. They don't want us to realize the power we have, so like Sun Tzu's Art of War, they were going to lose, so they retreated and then ran the hoax, and the TSA website laughed at people and said there were no protests, no one stood up, everybody loves it, and then they posted a photo of little girls saying, thank you for keeping us safe, to the TSA. A total criminal, fraudulent, lying hoax. The TSA stood down. They say there's an imminent threat going on right now to blow up airplanes, and they've got to do this, and they stood down. And they stood down on Thanksgiving and the day after and right through the weekend, and now they brought them back up Monday and are even molesting one of the singers of the Black Eyed Peas, you name it. So they're back. And that's what a criminal does. They rob your house when you're not there. They rob your house when you're not ready. Well, see, they back off so we can't stand up against them, so we can't find them. Like Charlie in Vietnam, they run into the bushes, and then as soon as we go back to our business, they come out and start tyrannizing us. Now, I'm going to get to the biggest news after Mancow leaves us at the bottom of the hour. Mancow Mueller, Eric Mueller, big syndicated host on Talk Radio Networks, WABC, New York, you name it. I go on his show every Wednesday, and I wanted to invite him on here today because I heard him telling the exact same story. He flew with his two daughters and his wife on opt-out day out of Chicago. He flew to the Macy's parade. He wanted to be part of it, and he flew four times through airports with scanners. It was all turned off. This is confirmed. Then, coming up, Bob Barr has got a four-year request. There's this leaked DHS memo that Drudge Report, Prison Planet, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge are being listed as domestic extremists and being surveilled. Bob Barr is on the case. Headline, watchdog probes, DHS spying on Drudge over TSA revolt. We've got a link to the PDF on this and the reports of the TSA files, just like they put congressmen they don't like on no-fly list. Eric Mueller, Mancow, good to have you here. Overall, what's your view on the TSA and what happened? And then tell us your eyewitness report of what happened to you and your wife and daughters.
Well, I call them the TSSA because they're like the SS. And that's what Hitler did, right? He got all the fat, disgruntled people and put them in brown shirts. And that's what we've done here. These are people that, you know, they couldn't be cops. They couldn't be soldiers. You put them in a TSA uniform. You were talking about the smiling, happy kids saying, molest me. On the TSA website, I'm reminded of what I saw a couple of days ago. They're, you know, telling Americans, well, don't be mad at the TSA agents. You know what? I am mad. If I'm in the Army and I'm ordered to commit genocide, I don't have to do it. These soldiers of Napolitanos are breaking the law. They're breaking the Fourth Amendment. I don't feel sorry for any of these TSA agents. They ought to be arrested. I got off the plane in New York City, Alex, LaGuardia Airport. My family was invited to be part of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That was wonderful, by the way. And the cameras came over to me. I was live on TV in New York. And they said, how was it? I said, it was awful. They turned off the machine. The fix is in. And I'm furious about the way they're treating people. Like we're all terrorists.
You also went on Fox News and told your story. Yeah. And countless other reporters have documented it, including people in my office.
Yeah, and I am aware of that. And, of course, immediately the reporter, everyone else, and I'm live on TV in New York, Alex. They saw me with my cute little five-year-old girls. They weren't expecting me to say anything. I got a good-looking family. But everyone else says it's fine. No, folks, it's not fine. It's the Fourth Amendment. Women are being molested. Kids are having their photos taken naked. Pedophiles are doing this. This is creepy. This is wrong. This is the Fourth Amendment. But no one else has said anything. Yeah, that's because they turned off the machines. And Alex, I fly every weekend. You fly all the time as well to do your investigative journalism. I haven't seen, you say 6 or 7 years ago, I haven't seen anything like this. I fly every weekend. This is Thanksgiving. I went to the airport ready for a fight. I had my cell phone on. Everybody, you know, I was recording. Everybody, go right through. Go right through. Go right through, and then they say, oh, no protest. There was nothing to protest.
It's a giant hoax, but if they say Al-Qaeda's about to kill us any minute, then haven't they then enabled this? Now, I mean, basically, I guess they're working for Al-Qaeda. I mean, if the threat is so imminent, they just completely stood down for political reasons, then I guess they're terrorists.
Well, look, this has never been about Al-Qaeda. This has always been about you and I and our comfort zone. And they're going to be doing this, pulling us out of our cars doing this. A week earlier, I had my cheeks spread and my junk groped, and it felt like a full-on homosexual molestation session at the airport. And then the guy says, hey, have a nice flight, like I'm supposed to smile at him. The radiation going through our bodies is dangerous with these X-ray machines. And I also love how they don't change their gloves. Have you noticed this, folks? How these TSA brown shirts, the TSA thugs.
Yeah, they've got gloves to protect them, but they've felt up 20 people before they change them. Right. They're going to put that flesh-eating bacteria, those crabs, on you.
That's right. That's right. It's okay that we have crabs. And you have to wonder, when you go to get an X-ray at the airport, right, or you go to get an X-ray at your dentist, they run out of the room and put on a big lead vest. Yet these dopes, these government pit bulls, they sit there by these X-ray machines all day. I wonder, are they thinning the herd? What is their game here? And the game is tyranny, and the game is they want more power.
Eric Mueller, stay there. Man Cow is our guest. We're going to come back and get his ideas on where this should go and what he thinks of Drudge and I are listed, I guess, as terrorists.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Nothing if we're not free. Now, DHS is claiming they're caving in on the intensive pat-downs, but they say they're just going to move ahead with a no-fly list for all Americans, and they've got to authorize you to fly. They openly say in the future to travel or have a job. It's just incredible, and we've got these reports up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, these latest reports, watchdog probes, DHS spying on Drudge over TSA revolt. And sure, we're listed in the FOIA request as well, but we don't really put ourselves in the headline because this is about the government trying to persecute journalists and go after free speech. The other latest article out of PrisonPlanet.com, Bob Barr investigates TSA stand-down on National Opt-Out Day. That's the big crime by these scallywags. Eric Mancal Mueller, syndicated talk show host who travels a lot for television, you name it, gets the routine groping. You saw the stand down for those that just joined us on that National Opt-Out Day that's now been confirmed. My office witnessed it in Denver. You saw it in Chicago and New York and other places you flew that have the scanners. Total stand down. Do you think this is as dangerous as I think it is, or what are your thoughts about it now coming out that there are TSA memos out calling us domestic extremists? And specifically now there's FOIA investigations by Bob Barr and his group into Matt Drudge being spied on, Alex Jones, DrudgeReport.com. I mean, this sounds like the Soviet Union.
Let me say this. As you talk about Drudge and your site, which is excellent, Alex, the one you're missing, which I think is one of the most powerful sites now, is Breitbart.com. Breitbart is to the Obama years, I believe, what Drudge was to the Clinton years in America. But you know, Alex, I don't think there's ever been anything that the government has done that has made me angrier. And I love these sheeple, the lamestream media. Look, nobody's reading the New York Times. Nobody's reading these newspapers. ABC, CBS, NBC, people aren't watching. And they're blaming the new media, but it's not the new media. What it is, look, Americans didn't suddenly decide we hate American cars. The Japanese built them better. We didn't suddenly wake up and say, oh, well, we're not going to watch CBS anymore. No, we realize that they have veered into the world of propaganda. It's junk.
We didn't give up our horses because we didn't like horses. Cars were better. And right. Mancal will tell it like it is. So right. You get high ratings. Right. Mancal.com gets millions of visitors. They can't compete with the truth.
Yeah. But the point that I wanted to make is, see, these newspapers are going to go for bailout money. They're going to, you understand, they're going to go to, this is why they're not.
That was announced last year. Exactly.
So they're not reporting this. This is a huge story. If we lose the Fourth Amendment, if we allow them to do this, I also wonder, it's amazing to me because occasionally, you know, if there's a Justin Bieber story or something, I'll go online and need a few seconds of a song for my radio show. I'm not going to go buy a Justin Bieber CD. Or whatever it is, you know, the Black Eyed Peas you mentioned earlier, they can shut those sites down instantly. But isn't it amazing how helpless we are against WikiLeaks? We can't do anything about WikiLeaks. And I have wondered, you and I talked about this earlier today, Alex, if this isn't to make Hillary Clinton look awful. Notice how Obama really hasn't reacted about WikiLeaks, and he's thrown Hillary under the bus. You really have to wonder if this isn't to destroy Hillary Clinton to guarantee that goes unchallenged.
No, listen, your gut is right. I talked to NSA sources like Wayne Madsen six months ago, and he said, this guy's a useful idiot. He's being handled by George Soros. He gave the connections. Yeah. He's up there on the Hill. I got it from other sources. He said, watch, they're going to release even more on the State Department, and they're going to release stuff on banks that aren't allied with Soros to try to cause a world meltdown so this inner group of central bankers can take over, and then it can be blamed on WikiLeaks, and now, six months later, it's all coming true.
Yeah. Try to download a Beatles song illegally and see how quick they can catch you. And yet, WikiLeaks, they can't do anything about it. As I said, you know, it's like that character from Gone to the Wind. I don't know nothing about birth of no babies. They can't stop WikiLeaks. Give me a break. This is a setup, and look, the media is not reporting the big story, which is, complete molestation of the citizens, photographs of us naked, our children being molested. These are government thugs. This is the private army that our president, you know, Barry, when he was running for president, this is what he talked about. He wanted a private army. This is part of the private army.
And he said we need a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as the U.S. military in America. In fact, let's pull up that quote. You can just YouTube it, or it's in the computer. Obama calls for domestic military force.
Yeah.
And stay there, Mancal. Do 10 more minutes with us because I want to get your view on where all this is going and talk about just the brazen activities of the TSA, but more on WikiLeaks as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, there it is. I mean, that's the cut, right? Obama told us what he was going to give us, and it is. It's a civilian army. They're a bunch of fat thugs that couldn't make it in the military. They couldn't make it as a cop, so now they're working for $10 an hour, molesting children and taking naked photos. And if you dare say anything, well, then you're in trouble. And they love that line, right? Well, you'll miss your flight. Well, I'm willing to miss my flight, and I'm so sick of seeing these people on TV going, well, you know, anything to be safe. They're morons. I'd like to grab my, I'd like to grab them by their throats. Where do they find these people? Well, you know, I want to feel safe, and don't blame the TSA agents. You know what, Alex? I blame them. Okay, everybody that worked the camps in Nazi Germany, they're guilty. If you worked for Pol Pot, I was just following orders. No, you're guilty. What is this that we have to give these TSA thugs a free pass? I say hell no. They're breaking the Fourth Amendment. I'm not allowed to take naked pictures of strangers. I don't want to. I don't want to feel up children. That's called pedophilia. But they're allowed to do this because they're with the government. They all ought to be arrested. And why aren't, well, you have raised in hell. Come on.
Well,
what is it? What, are they putting something in the water? Is it really the chemtrails? I mean, all the craziness I've heard. What? Where are the? If this can't upset you, what's it going to take? Seriously, folks, if these people at the airport's molesting you and your children, if that doesn't upset you, please go to the doctor because you're dead. They need to check to make sure you still have a pulse.
Well, that's what Ron Paul said here last week, that if we don't get mad and say no to this, there's something wrong with us and we deserve it. But the good news is, despite all the fluoride and the mercury in the shots and the bisphenol A in the plastic, you know, feminizing everybody, people are getting mad and they're saying no. And I want to announce now, we don't need an opt-out day. Every day is a dignity day. Every day is an opt-out day. I'm opting out of tyranny. I want the anatomy of liberty and freedom, not the anatomy of a slave in my society. And I'm going to refuse these anytime I fly. And if that means I don't get to fly, fine. I'm then going to sue them. And it doesn't even mean I'm going to win. But all of us saying no, there's no way they can get
That's
away
right.
with it. And when they say, we've got to do this or terrorists will get you, you look them right in the eye and say, it's on record you stood down for 4 days during the protest on Thanksgiving. Don't give me that line. The borders are wide open. You're wearing dirty gloves covered in flesh-eating bacteria.
I love it. You know, here's a Alex. I have a trivia question for you.
Sure.
How much radiation is okay for the human body?
None, because it builds up, and they admit these things have 50 times what they previously claimed.
That's right. No radiation is good for the human structure. I've got 5-year-old daughters. I had to fly through 4 different checkpoints over a weekend, and I'm not going to let them get 4 full body X-rays in a weekend. I mean, this is madness. And so, you know, and they're not going to take naked pictures of my children, and they're not going to fondle them under the guise of, well, we have to find the terrorists. We know who the terrorists are. Let's start profiling these maniacs. Okay, I'm sorry. If your God is telling you to strap bombs on your children or strap a bomb on yourself, you're not praying to God. Okay? These we need to profile just as they do.
But, man, gotta be specific. Yeah. I mean, it came out on Fox News that Anwar al-Awlaki, the number one guy under bin Laden, is hanging out secretly at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army 2 months after 9/11 when he's on the most wanted list. It turns out in every case, the FBI is protecting and enabling this latest nutball out in Oregon wanting to blow up the Christmas tree. The guy out at Fort Hood, he was being handled by al-Awlaki. The underwear bomber was helped on the plane by the U.S. State Department. This is confirmed. They're using this threat and enabling this threat, as the Homeland Security reports admitted last year, to go after we the people.
Well, Alex, listen, I have traveled the world. I've been into Syria, been into Jordan. Look, there are a group of people on the planet that want us dead, and it's not all of them, but they're Muslims. They're Islamofascists. They do exist. However, look, governments have always created fear or let fear happen or let bad things happen so that we will give up our freedoms. Do I think that our government, look, you talk about this guy hanging at the airport. Who were the men in suits that allowed the underwear bomber? I mean, wait. Don't cut me off, Alex. Let me go through this, because I'm piecing this together in my head. Let me go through this, can I?
Go ahead.
Okay. So men in suits show up and let the underwear, not the underwear bomber, that was it the shoe bomber or the underwear bomber?
It was both of them. It was both of them, and they were both run by al-Awlaki.
Right. He has no ID, but they insist. White men in suits insisted he get on the plane. The head of Homeland Security, Chertoff, is in charge of these X-ray machines. And because of the underwear bomber from last Christmas in the shoe, now a year later we need X-ray machines and Chertoff's making money on them. I mean, this is a scam.
And then the head of the Visa, and then the head of the Visa Department got in trouble, the Undersecretary of State, Mr. Kennedy, and said, look, I was ordered by an unnamed U.S. agency, I'm not going to say, this was Associated Press, to help him get on the plane.
Yeah, wow. You know, and look, folks, the Democrats like blaming the Republicans. The Republicans like blaming the Democrats. And I want to tell you, I've been behind the scenes of all of these people. They're all in on it. You saw the head Republican Boehner walking around the checkpoint. You know, they don't have to go through the TSA. These people don't have to have health care. So I really would like some of these people. I thought Huckabee had a good line the other day on Fox. which is Obama and his family, should submit to this to see what the American people are going through. Of course, they don't have to go through any of this, but this is for us. This is for the sheeple. This is for the lemmings. This is for the slaves.
Yeah, Obama's going to be on private jets.
To give, and I'm going to die a lion. I'm going to fight.
Well, look, we're winning this thing, and as long as we realize we won the battle, we've got to continue to win the next battle and the next. It's whoever wants it most. And the TSA is already starting to back down. No doubt they're going to stage some new event or help some new drugged-out lunatic like the shoe bomber on a plane who thought you light plastic explosive, which you can't do, no detonators. They are finding mentally ill nutballs and opening the door for them and protecting them, and that's the bottom line. I'm not denying, Eric, that there aren't some Islamic radicals out there that do want to wage war. All I'm saying is, in every case I research and look at, it's always private corporations or big government opening the door, protecting, handling, funding these people, because we're the real target of this new world order. I really appreciate you coming on with us. Finishing up with WikiLeaks, though, and shifting gears into that before I get back into these latest developments on TSA, and it's huge, folks. With Homeland Security now persecuting and investigating as terrorists and extremists, anybody that's criticizing them. Again, you don't like naked body scanners? We're going to fondle you. You want to write news articles about us that we're hiring criminals and molesters? We're going to put you on a terror list. More intimidation, more bullying. But getting back into WikiLeaks, you look at how this pushes the world closer to war. You look at how it destabilizes Pakistan, then shows they're secretly working with the U.S. behind the scenes. You notice how it emboldens certain central banks to shut down other banks. And now Assange has announced he's going to be going after select corporations, exactly what my government and NSA sources told me was coming next from Assange. And I agree with you. We know Hillary, she's horrible, but was about to run against Obama. The Soros crowd put Obama in. They don't want that. And so I agree with you. The way the media spun this, they're going after Hillary Clinton. Where do you see this going now with Interpol issuing an arrest warrant for Assange?
Well, I mean, you know, look, they're saying he's a rapist and a molester. Some of what I've read hints at, Dr. Evil himself. Soros is the man that's funding WikiLeaks. Where does this guy get all of his money? And again, I just want to say to your listeners, Alex, Obama and our entire Pentagon and our White House, everybody's come out and said, well, what can we do about WikiLeaks? And yet, I know, because I'm always looking for a different sound for my radio show, and I'm sure you do too, download a Beatles song and see how long they can put up a web. Here you go, folks. Put up a website where you're giving away Beatles music. Find out how long it takes for them to shut you down. I mean, this is a joke. So you have to ask yourself, why would our government let WikiLeaks continue? And why hasn't Obama come out strongly against it? And look at who it really slams. It slams Hillary Clinton. Now, Monica Crowley, a friend of mine, she was Nixon's assistant. She's written some great books. She's a brilliant woman. She came out and had some inside information that Hillary was going to quit the State Department and then in several months announced that she was going to run for the presidency. Obama and his camp has been very deft. Remember, just 2 years ago, how unbeatable the Clinton machine was.
Oh, we've even had the Washington Post 2 weeks ago tell Obama to step down and have another Democrat run because they know he literally is taking out the garbage. Nobody wants him. He is a political dead duck.
So now everybody's saying, boy, well, I guess Hillary would be better than blah, blah. So look, they're letting this, I mean, this is just my theory, but they're letting this information come out. It looks horrible for Hillary, the head of WikiLeaks, funded by George Soros. And, you know, Obama's the one to him. Obama's the Antichrist that Soros worships. So they're going to take out Hillary. And forget this idea that Hillary is close to Obama. This is the old case of keeping your enemies closer.
No, no, I'm going to stop you. I was there, Mancow.
Destroy her.
Mancow, hold on. I want you to say that, but I got to put this in here now. It's in the Obama deception. You're welcome. It's like 15 minutes into it to play it on your show whenever you'd like. You're welcome to play a few minutes of it. Well, remember when Hillary and Obama were neck and neck, and she started to pull ahead of him for a few days. Then they were going to have a secret meeting in Georgetown outside D.C. or in D.C. And then the media for 2 days ran around looking for him in D.C. They put all of the press corps for Obama on a plane, said he was coming. This is on CBS News and on CNN. Locked the door and kidnapped him, shanghaied him, literally, conked him on the head figuratively, and took him to Chicago. They were revolting on the plane, and we knew where he was, Chantilly, Virginia. The Secret Service drives by, aims machine guns at us, and my sources, and we're going to leave it at that, inside the hotel, confirmed Obama and Hillary were there, and Soros was there, and they said, you're going with Obama, and but we'll let you be Secretary of State. So the Clinton machine got brought in and co-opted. Not that they're good, but this is the upper-level mafia deals being made, and that's in my film almost 2 years ago released. But go ahead.
Well, Tom Dart, you may not know that name. It may end up being a big name. It may not. I believe you wait. Remember I said that name. Tom Dart was going to be the next mayor of Chicago, and suddenly he stepped aside. Look, Alex, I'm here. I'm telling you. I know the players. Tom Dart was our next mayor. Rahm Emanuel came in. Tom Dart immediately decided he didn't want to be mayor. Rahm Emanuel was dispatched by Barry Soweto or Barry Obama or whatever you want to call him. Old Barry. I knew him when he was Barry the community organizer, the race baiter. Rahm Emanuel has been sent to Chicago to make sure all the bodies stay buried. You want to talk about a criminal enterprise? I mean, come on, Rahm Emanuel and Roland Burris and Obama and the dailies that got Kennedy elected. I mean, you know, look, it's the mob mentality of Chicago. That's what this is. And this Tom Dart, you wait, he's going to have a position in the White House or he's going to have a big position in the Justice Department. You mark my words. But that's what Rahm Emanuel, these backdoor deals, man, it's unbelievable. And the only thing they didn't count on, and the Republicans act like, oh, yeah, no, we like the Tea Party. I don't believe it. I think this Tea Party caught all of them with their pants down. It's very exciting.
Well, the TSA, and I pointed this out a month ago, now Washington Post, New York Times, they've all, Wall Street Journal admitted, this is the next Tea Party. It's the next place for us to vent and show our anger and build our true grassroots revolt. The system is scared. Eric, Mancow Mueller, Mancow.com, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.
All right. Have a great week coming up. Just amazing information. Again, it is Wednesday, the first day of December 2010, only less than a month left now in the last month of 2010, and things are bonkers crazy with China and Russia last week announcing they're dumping the dollar as their mode of exchange. The death of the dollar as the world reserve currency is accelerating. The North Korea situation, the announcement of austerity, taking the health care away, just gone from veterans. They signed the agreement. It's 100% guaranteed, gone. The announcement of cutting Social Security, of freezing Social Security. It's all happening, the austerity. But the taxes go up. The benefits go down. Not to pay the debt off. It's mathematically impossible to pay it all to the bankers. That's happening. We've got all that coming up. I've got a very interesting guest that gets into the whole animal farm plantation mentality. Coming up in the last hour, we'll tell you about him coming up in a little while. But here's the big news, okay? Yesterday, I didn't go look at Google Trends that really sets a lot of the agenda on the web. Not as much as Drudge, but close. It sets it another way. And 6 months ago, a listener had the idea for us to use the power of this audience to make real issues the top story. Going back over a month ago, we made five or six different TSA search terms, number one. You did it. And that's what kicked all this off. The anger was already there. We just gave it a focal point and showed people that they weren't alone in what they were thinking and saying about being molested and radiated. Google has banned PrisonPlanet.com from the Google News feed. And people get confused by this. I get these emails. It's the minority of them, but they go, well, I can still search Google and find your website. That's Google Web, Google News. There's all those little things you can click at the top of Google. Heck, put it on screen for folks so they can understand. Just go to Google.com. I know most listeners know this, but I've got to explain this now and then get to the big news. Just put the regular front page of Google up. You've got up there at the top, you've got web images, videos, you've got maps, you've got news, you've got shopping, you've got Gmail, and you can pull down another tab with more. iGoogle, search settings, you know, finance, translate, scholar, blogs, updates, YouTube, calendar, photos. Okay, in Google News, one of the top links, it's the fourth link over, or fifth link over, you put prisonplanet.com in or infowars.com in before all of our articles showed up there, and we're kicking the mainstream media's dinosaur media's hind in. Now, for 2 weeks, and it's over this TSA issue, make no mistake, it's gone. People go, but I see other articles that say Prison Planet. Yes, other news agencies that quote Prison Planet, it's still there. Not our websites, not our news. That's now banned, blacklisted. A day and a half ago, we got a notice on the internal account for YouTube. It's from them that we're going to have our channel frozen. It hasn't happened yet. They're playing games with us. But we posted the email there. Now, that said, we have got to break their blockade on this watchdog probes DHS spying on Drudge. The search term today, it's got to be number one. Google Trends was down yesterday. It's back up. They may have tried to change it so we can't get through, but try it. DHS spying on Drudge. DHS spying on Drudge. We'll be right back.
There we go.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I'm thinking about this, looking at this PrisonPlanet.com headline. And some of you are saying, well, if they banned you from Google News feeds, why does it matter? Because everybody else who's got news feed privileges can just post this article and then you'll get all the traffic. I don't care. I just want to expose the tyrants and save free speech in this country. Are we going to allow Homeland Security to spy on and list people as domestic extremists if they say no to having hands stuck down their pants, and if they report on that, or they say no about being radiated, or they point out how TSA is hiring rapists and molesters and stalkers and control freak criminals, and saying it doesn't bar them from having a job if they do have a criminal record? So I think better than the search term DSA spying on Drudge, short is better. How about spying on Drudge? S-P-Y-I-N-G-O-N, Drudge, D-R-U-D-G-E. Put that into Google over and over and over and over and over again. And don't stop. They're trying to block us. Go crazy. Now, I don't know. Normally, when we put a search term out, a few hours later, they try to ban it to block it for a while. So I don't know if yesterday's terms, when they were shut down, will be allowed through today. But let's go completely hog wild. Haven't done this in a few weeks since yesterday. We tried yesterday. They were shut down, so we couldn't do it. They're making some changes. But we're going to test it today. Let's go with Prison Planet Censored. Prison Planet Censored. So, spying on Drudge, number one. Prison Planet Censored, number two. Write these down. And just put each one in about 20 times. And then click it. And then re-enter it. You don't have to re-enter the whole term. You just put the cursor in there, click it, you know, so it knows it's a new search. And then just keep entering it over and over again. Spying on Drudge. PrisonPlanet.com censored. PrisonPlanet.com censored. And let's do one more, because Google has this stupid slogan or motto, don't be evil. Google is evil. And alternate it, because they heard that yesterday, they may ban it. How about Google evil? Yeah, I'm just thinking here live on air. Let's do together. Spying on Drudge, PrisonPlanet.com censored, and Google evil. Google evil. And everybody, go crazy. Write your own blogs, your own websites, do stories about how they're evil. New reports right now about their admissions of stealing your wireless data information and the antitrust investigations in Europe, and Google announcing 5 years ago they're using microphones on board your computers to listen to you in your home. I mean, you can't make this up. Google evil. Instead of just saying Google is evil, Google evil. And then if they censor it, we've got evidence that they are censoring and blocking terms about themselves. I've had it with Google. I've had it with their selective enforcement. I've had it with all the things they're doing in taking over the Internet and being set up by the NSA and the CIA. That's now confirmed 11 years ago. I'm done. People are like, well, then just don't use them. They are the web. Their goal is to be the web. I'm out there on the battleground fighting. And I remember, you know, when I was more naive just 6, 7, 8 years ago going, Google, Google, it's so great. Google, Google. I remember that, and I'm not just looking to attack people here, okay? But we've become effective, you've become effective, and they're trying to block us. I mean, think of the magnitude, how big a deal this is. Watchdog probes DHS spying on Drudge over TSA revolt. I want to get Bob Barr's group on, or Bob Barr, as fast as we can. FOIA request investigates whether critics of TSA are being listed as domestic extremists. I'm going to read this when we come back. And then we've got this other big report. TSA turns off naked body scanners to avoid opt-out day protest. And the other big report on Bob Barr. Bob Barr investigates TSA stand down on National Opt-Out Day. They're all at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. DrudgeReport.com has our story about a woman. Well, I'll tell you about it coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.